USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues, Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schroeder ripped into Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger for attempting to admit evidence through a line of questioning with Kyle Rittenhouse that Schroeder had previously ruled Binger could not ask about.
So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the
defense
testimony.
Don't get brazen with me. You knew very well. You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
The defense did file for a mistrial, and Schroeder said he did not believe Binger was acting in good faith, adding that if another infraction occurred, he would be taking the defense's motion under advisement. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday at the Port of Baltimore promoting his infrastructure bill. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A state attorney general is speaking out against the Biden administration's vaccine mandate.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Back-to-back down days on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow dropping 240 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes liberals are attacking traditional male values and driving American men to idleness, pornography, and video games. Recently, at a national conservatism conference in Orlando, Florida, he renounced the lie that America is a systematically oppressive nation and that men are systematically responsible. The senator's comments drawing some backlash from folks on the left, to which he says,
men are in crisis. Listen, we've got at least 16 million men in this country who are out of the labor force. They're not just unemployed. They're not even trying to work. And I'm talking about able-bodied men, prime-age men. We have an epidemic of fatherlessness in this country. And what's the left saying? The left saying that America is a systemically oppressive place and that men are to blame and that masculinity is to blame. You know, if you want to be a man, if you are assertive, if you're independent, if you display those characteristics that psychologists have associated with men for decades, then you're contributing to the oppressive place that is America. That just isn't true, and it's time that we call that out, and it's time that we say to young men in particular, we need you. We need you to be responsible, we need you to get a job, and you can make this country a better place by being who you were meant to be, and we should call men to that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Xfinity says a network issue is to blame for knocking out internet service to millions of customers in several states across the country on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.